Matt, you're here. I'm so glad you're here.
Well, I couldn't be there for the original taping of this.
Or when I taped the intro and outro for this last episode.
No, that's true.
It was weird. It was weird doing that without you.
Well, it was weird hearing it without me.
Yeah.
I actually had to put in my own voiceovers.
You modified the episode just for you. There's a Matt McLeod only episode.
I took all of the questions that you did, made them good, and then I said them.
Why didn't you just do that and we released that episode? That was probably so much better.
Well, I wanted to see how this would do with the downloads.
So you're testing me?
Yes.
You're finding out your true value?
Yep.
By seeing how shitty an episode that I make is?
I'm not saying it's shitty yet. We'll let the people speak.
Hey, people, I need your help. Go download the Good Grief episode. It just came out on Sunday. I want to shove this in Matt's face.
Yep, Good Grief is spelled A-D-O-R-A-B-L-E. Good Grief. Next up,
Matt! Seriously, though, Matt, this is what happened.
Uh-huh.
This is why there's a bonus episode.
Oh, okay. So we're doing our second bonus episode now?
Yes, this is a bonus episode.
Okay.
Because here's what happened. I had Good Grief over to my house.
Right, and that's Gabby Kobick, Alex Colliard, Trevor Anderson, and Marissa Bowie.
Yep, I had those four over to my house, and we recorded an interview, and then we recorded one vat.
Okay.
And it went pretty blue.
Or for those not in the know, blue means super sexual.
You'll see. That's what this bat is, because it got a little dirty. We refer to it as the dirty bat.
Okay.
Which was great. It's a great bat. That's why we wanted to share it now. But some of the members were like, oh, I already told my mom about this and my aunt, and I don't want them to hear this dirty, dirty bat.
Uh-huh.
And so we're like, okay, let's try this again. So we tried again and did a clean bat.
Okay.
And that's what was released on the
Sunday episode. Okay. That makes sense. So, but this bat was too good to let lie on the cutting room floor.
I love this dirty bat, and I want people to hear it. So
that sounds creepy, but okay. we're going to release it because it's good. Just like the Score special episode, we wanted it to get out there because it was just too good to let lie.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, then let's do it rather than make people listen to us anymore.
Well, disclaimer, if you're any of those people's aunts or mothers, don't listen to this.
Okay, but they're uncles and brothers and sisters?
Oh, they'll get it. Guys are dirty. And so are cousins.
Sisters?
And sisters. Sisters are filthy.
God, you're so gross.
Hi, I'm Philip.
Hi, I'm Matt.
First we'll have a little chat.
Then put on our ring brothers.
Now it's time for Next Step Bats!
Dennis, I'm scared.
I'm scared too. I'm scared too, Ralph.
I didn't know when we came out here that it was just going to be us in the woods.
Well, I'm sure the rest of the scouts will be back soon.
I'm not sure
they'll be back.
I'm not so sure though. Why did we just stay?
They just went out for wood. They said they'd be back.
Yeah. I know, but it's so dark and
let's just remember our training.
I know, but we're supposed to the moonlight, and then the moon's getting so small. Like, it's not full anymore.
Look, let's just, this tent that you made, I think it should work.
Yeah, did I do a good job? I did a good job. It was okay.
You did it. You did a great job.
Oh, thanks.
This is a great tent.
Thanks for letting me have this side.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot flatter over here. I appreciate that. You know, if I was stuck in a tent with anyone, I wanted it to be you.
I originally did not want to share a tent with you.
What?
But over the last week.
Oh, God, what's that?
Hey.
Oh, my.
What the fuck?
It's a wolf.
Oh. Go.
I thought I'd just be upfront about things. I was wondering if I could maybe get a little shelter. I'm not going to eat you.
There's only one of us in here.
Did you lose your troop too?
Okay, that's definitely another person.
Go on.
Yeah, did you lose your troop too? Usually wolves hunt in packs.
Yeah, no.
You're a lone
that's
wolf?
What I thought. This was my first outing with the pack, and I think they ditched me. Fucking assholes.
Are they the same ones that ate all our food?
Maybe. Sounds like something they would do. Oh, shit.
Hey, guys, it's another wolf.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I saw your tracks back there, man. You get separated from your pack?
Yeah. Assholes ditched me, and then ate all these nice people's food.
Me, too. You guys mind if we stay on your turn?
Wait a minute. you guys got like Cheetos all over your face. Where'd you get so we're missing our Cheetos?
Okay.
That's not of your business.
So where did you get those Cheetos from if they're not from our cooler?
I just said in unison with my friend here that it's none of your business. Dummy.
So you better open up your tent and let us take a little snoozer.
Okay.
All right. I would have done that, but you guys are being really mean.
Oh, we're not being mean. We were trying to be cordial at first.
You called us dummies.
We're wolves. If we were trying to be mean, you wouldn't have a head right now, and we'd be eating on your entrails.
And before you started accusing us of eating your Cheetos, I was about to call you compatriots.
Little cubs, maybe.
Maybe a cohort of sorts that we could have sorted out together and lived in a pack.
A cub? Like, we could be Cub Scouts?
You could be our wolf cubs. I'm not sure if that's what we call our children.
It's not.
Oh, my God.
But we would for you.
Do you want to be our wolf cubs?
Have you ever slept in between two wolves? Our skin, our fur is super nice.
No, but I saw that movie.
Dances with Wolves?
Yeah, but they didn't do that in that movie.
No,
they didn't even dance with them.
No, but there was a scene. Anyway, continue.
Why don't you just open up that
tent? You saw that movie?
We can't watch movies with wolves. We're definitely wolves.
You seem pretty familiar with it.
Listen, okay, my buddy.
Did you steal our DVDs?
No.
No, we didn't. God damn it.
That is none of your business.
Wait a second. We definitely didn't steal your DVDs, but you brought DVDs on a camping trip?
Yeah, we have a portable player, but it's almost out, but we can watch a little bit of movies if you want.
Well, it sounds like you don't have any DVDs left. I wouldn't know where they are, but it sounds
basic cable.
System you guys working on out here?
It's a weak signal, but we can manage it. We can do it if you want it.
Why don't you just open up this tent here and let a couple little wolfies inside?
All we want to do is take a nap. All
right, you guys want some trail mix?
Zip.
Oh my God.
Joe, wake up. Joe, wake up. You're bleeding on the pillow again. Look, there's blood all over my pillow now.
Oh man, I'm sorry. Maybe I should go to the hospital.
No, that's stupid. I mean, it's just going to happen at the hospital, and you're going to have to pay for new hospital pillows. Just lean on your left side. Normally stops it.
All right. It really hurts.
Well, it looks like it hurts, but, I mean, what are we going to do about it? We're not gonna do anything about it, so just shut your fucking face.
I'm missing my ear, man.
I know. You lost it last night. You've been bleeding all over, but we don't have insurance, so suck it up. Be a man, Mark. Just listen out of your right ear.
President Obama, I have a question for you today about the new healthcare, about including ophthalmology and eyesight within Obamacare. Heard it's utterly excluded. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah. I've got a question for you.
Yes, I'd like to hear it.
Oh, what is your name, young man?
My name is Patrick Kirkpatrick.
Patrick, I'm a busy man, and I can't deal with this kind of stuff on my time when I'm on a family vacation with my wife. You know her name.
Michelle.
Yeah, you're a smart kid.
Thank you.
My two kids, Sasha and Malia.
I have really bad eyesight, and I'm just concerned about my health. And, you know, my family wants to go on vacation, but I can't see anything, so I can't work and make any money, and I can't go on vacation. So I live here.
Is it Patrick or Kirkpatrick?
Patrick Kirkpatrick.
Patrick Kirkpatrick. Eat carrots. Carrots are good for your eyesight.
Lutein.
Lutein?
That's the protein in carrots that are good for your eyes.
Very smart. I knew that too.
Patrick Kirkpatrick, could you please get in here quick?
Yeah.
Did you get in here?
Yeah, I'm coming. I'm here.
I'm just going to put this... Did you correct the president? There were two rules. Yeah. When we said that you could ask the president... You know how hard your father and I worked to get you up there to talk with the president?
No, I know.
To ask your question.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you correct him?
I didn't exactly...
In a press conference? Do you know what that does to us? Do you know what shame you bring on your family?
It wasn't exactly a correction. He misspoke, so I was aiding him in...
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
He is the president.
I still can't see, though, very well.
Okay.
Is that not important to you, Mom? Is that not important to you?
It is. It is important to me.
And that is why America is going to be just fine. Now I'm going to go back to my vacation with my family. Thank you for joining me on this press conference via satellite from Hawaii.
Dad? Oh. Dad?
Yes, Sasha.
Dad, you never remember our names.
Yeah, that's Malia. I'm sorry. That's Malia. Oh, I'm Sasha.
Hey, Dad. I'm on vacation.
Remembering your name. Our names?
Hey, yeah. All you have to do is remember. Do you remember my name? All you say is Dad.
President just like everyone else. Yeah, we say President else.
Dad. Okay, well, what's my actual name? What's my God-given name that's on my birth certificate?
Which birth
certificate? Barack Hussein Obama. We all know this.
Okay, you didn't
which
have
birth
to.
Certificate? The long form? Which birth certificate, President Dad?
Not the one I forged.
Oh,
the real one.
The real one? Akbar Akhaya Hussein Obama.
Shh, don't say it so loud.
Shut up, Malia.
Oh, God, you're such a
bitch. I'm going to go tell everybody.
Question.
Whoa, Patrick, Secret Service guy, get over here.
Yeah.
Go kill that kid.
Okay. You know?
Dad, no. I love him.
No, you don't.
Malia. Sasha,
I choose who you Malia. Love.
No, Dad! No! Why did you do that? Oh! Why? Why?
I will not have my kid shaken up with some Hawaiian.
Mr. President, here's your margarita.
Thank you. Secret Service person, get over here.
All
right. That server may have overheard something. Can you go? I think you need a silencer. Also, can you inject my kid with some sort of horse tranquilizer?
Hey, what is that? Ow!
What are you doing to Malia? What are you doing?
Sasha.
Normally people like that.
I'm Sasha.
You're my favorite kid. I know. I'm talking to you, Sasha.
Oh, that's really... Thanks, President.
You have a lot of promise.
Akbar, what is going on here?
Michelle. I told you not to call me that.
Call him Barry? President Husband. Like
Barry?
Call me President
President Husband Barry. What is going on here? Well, I demand to know, where is my margarita?
Do you want me to start from, just the margarita or from the beginning?
No, where is my margarita? I come to the room and there's no margarita for me.
Okay, you can have mine. I just was
thank
worried.
You. That's
so you're
it.
Not worried that, about the dead that, kid or the dead
I was not,
woman.
I was not focusing on that. This is vacation. I'm not on work duty.
This is why I love you.
I love you too.
Oh, gross, gross. Mom, Dad, that's gross.
Okay, I'm done.
Honey, I can't tell if we're at a wedding or at a presidential inauguration.
I don't know either. I'm sorry. There's just streamers everywhere. Some of them are white, some of them are red, some of them are blue, and then I see a random...
And if anyone should find any reason why these two should not be elected into the House of Representatives...
Oh, damn it. I thought we figured it out there.
Speak now or forever hold your peace.
See, this could still be just some kind of weird theme wedding.
I'm sure
and
my,
by the power
wife,
invested
my
in
my hand
me,
is up.
Yes.
My wife and I have a question.
All right.
You know what? Hold on. Let me talk to
is
my
it
wife
a
real
reason
quick.
We're looking for a reason why these two congressmen cannot.
We just need a quick sidebar. Hold on.
Yes.
I kind of want to just figure it out.
You
just let him keep
go.
Going.
All right.
Yeah. Let's see what happens.
All right. Let's go. Go ahead.
We think I'm this sorry. Is a great thing.
Honor.
All right. If we could get on with the ceremony.
Ceremony.
By the power invested in me, I now pronounce you, Senator. And Congresswoman.
But damn it, they could still be getting married.
Are they
or did they
kiss?
Just elect...
Are they gonna kiss a Bible?
You may kiss the other one.
Okay, I don't know a lot about the Congress or how our government works, so this might just be how it works.
You know, politics is changing every day. So I'm not sure.
It is changing every day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 1 minute the gays can get married, then second they're all married, kissing each other.
And then the next minute they can't get married, but then a minute after that they were like, no, that was just...
Joking.
Just joking. You guys can get married again. Mm. And then they have to get married again, but they're just as happy about it, so it's kind of... It's, I don't know.
Well, honey, with all this chaos all around us, I'm glad I still have you, my rock. Keep me grounded.
Want to give me a hand job?
I certainly do.
Okay.
Excuse me. That you cannot be doing that in here right now. I can see that.
You can see what?
I can see that. What's going on up there?
What's going on? Is there a hand job happening over there?
A hand job.
Jesus Christ.
It's just a hand job, guys.
Well, at least what's going on here.
Senator?
Well, we don't know what's going on. Is this a wedding or a...
You know what? It is a hand job factory, it looks like. Hand jobs for everybody.
Well, I wouldn't say it's a factory. Look, there's only one hand job, and that's not a very efficient factory.
This is a holy ceremony.
I just got a hand job. I just want to say that. I
thought okay, so this is turning into a bit of a hand job
so
factory.
So we got two.
So there's just two
got
hand two.
Jobs. I just got a hand job, too. Oh, now it's a pattern. Now
hand
it's a
job,
pattern, everyone.
I just gave myself a hand job.
Woof, woof. Oh, that dog got a hand job, that's for sure. Still don't know if this is a congregational thing or...
A wedding or a hand job factory.
Or a wedding in a hand job factory.
Dad, I finally got that. I got a job like you wanted me to. I'm finally going to start pulling my weight around here, like I said. And I'm going to start paying rent for the basement. I mean, because it's a privilege. It's not a right. And finally got a job so that I can be a member of this family that's not just a mooch, like you said.
Son, I have to say I'm proud of you. It's just, I just got fired today and now I'm feeling a little bit emasculated and hated.
They said that the position just opened up.
Yeah, it was probably my job.
Wow.
But here's the deal. You're the man of the family now.
Well...
I'm the son.
Okay.
You need to take care of me.
All right, well, you better stop being such a fucking mooch. You're living in my house now, and you need to get a goddamn job and start paying rent.
So you want to give your dad a job here?
Yeah, is there any openings? I know that I took the last one.
Okay, does he give good hand jobs?
No. I don't do anything well. I don't like anything.
Oh, I didn't see you there.
Yeah,
I have no motivation or passion in my life. Yeah. I'm just going to keep sitting in my son's basement. Yeah.
Playing video games.
So you're looking remortgage your house for the second time, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right, because it's under... I mean, there's a new job supporting the family, so I'd refinance.
That's really impressive.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm glad
in
to
charge
hear
of the house now.
Oh, wow, you're in charge. Okay, well, I'm glad you came in today. Is there, you have some evidence to support that you're worthy of refinancing this
you
for
need,
a second time?
You need to prove that I have a job?
I would like you to prove it.
Okay, well, I'm just going to unzip your pants and start giving you a hand job then, because I work in
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
This is a professional job that you're getting right
now.
Wow. Yeah. You should,
Oh, my God.
So as you can see, I'm going to be working for the rest of my life. I really know what I'm doing here.
You are proving yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right now.
So if you could just refinance, give me the lowest.
Right now. It's happening. That's you are good. Being refinanced good. Right now.
Good, because I got this lazy-ass dad mooching off of me. I need to lower my mortgage.
Sign
payments.
Right here.
Okay, well, I can't sign with my left hand.
But...
I can hand job with my left hand. Let me switch hands. There you go.
Oh, that's...
There we go. I can write... I'm ambidextrous for hand jobs only, not for writing.
Oh, Watkins, get in here.
I'm sorry.
We're giving...
What do you need, sir?
Word on the street is that you're ambidextrous. Promoting you. We're giving you a promotion. You're the new VP.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. I mean, when I stole this job from my father a year ago, I knew that I could do better than he ever did, but so quickly to be promoted to VP. What does VP stand for?
That's vice. You're going to be vice president now.
Oh, my God. Does that mean that I do hand jobs with both hands at the same time? Is that why you need someone who's ambidextrous?
With new power comes new responsibility, and that's exactly what you're going to
do. I am ready for it. I'm ready for it.
Oh, son. I didn't expect you to be up this late. What are you...
Well, tough days at the job now.
Okay,
it's hard to sleep.
I'm just going to go up to my room.
What are you going to go listen to your damn rock and roll music? Oh, my God, it is 12:15. You're past curfew, Dad.
Son!
Dad, if you're going to live in my house... You're going to live by my rules. I'm the one with the job.
Oh my God, you do not understand me. That is not even that late.
You need to shape up or ship out, mister.
Hey, Gary gets to stay up till 1 o'clock the morning.
Well, Gary's son is not your son, okay?
Your son is way too strict, man.
Oh my God, I know. I came in 15 minutes late.
Oh my God.
And he just let me have it.
Like, does he even know? Like, was he even ever our age? I don't think so. It's like he doesn't even know.
He took away my Creedence Clearwater Revival record, and he smashed it.
Oh, my God. That is just...
He's so mean. I'm thinking about running away.
Children are the worst, aren't they?
They're so fucking awful.
Mr. Watkins, my name is Patrick Kirkpatrick, and I just came here from Hawaii, and I don't have very good eyesight, but I'm looking for a job. I'm wondering if you have any openings.
Oh, well, there's... You know, I was just promoted, so I guess I guess there's a, my old position has still hasn't been filled. I tried to get my dad, my lazy dad, to come.
I'm sorry.
Come interview for it, but he wouldn't get off. He wouldn't turn the damn Credence off.
Credence.
So yeah, this
Clearwater Revival.
Yeah, that's crazy rock and roll.
Yeah, it has a full name.
Yeah, well,
that's what it's called.
So you need a job,
yeah,
Mr. Kirkpatrick?
Yes, I actually go by Patrick.
Michelle, get in here. We have a problem.
Oh, what's the problem?
Apparently Akbar. That kid that we shot in Hawaii is not dead anymore.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean, oh, yeah? What's going on?
Shot? I thought it was just a flesh wound.
Well, that kid is out, and he's going to spread that story and that. I don't know what's going to happen to me. I'm panicking.
Just send him a fruit basket or something.
Freaking out!
Hey, man. Yeah, you're the new guy, right?
Yeah, I'm new.
Yeah, are you that kid? I saw you on CNN. You're that one that questioned the president. You're the one who corrected Obama, right?
Well, I was just correcting him. I just was correcting him a little.
What are you doing in this place?
I need a job. I don't have very good eyesight, and this is the only thing I can get.
Hey, you two, back to your hand jobs.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
How long have you been here, man?
I've been here going on 8 years.
So there is upward mobility here?
Nah, not really. I've just been in this basement the whole time.
Oh, okay, good to know.
I see big things in you. You're going to go far. You can go really far, especially if you keep questioning authority.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll try to keep doing that.
Mr. Watkins.
Yeah.
I'm here to get a hand job. This is my secret service.
Oh, my God, Mr. President.
I've heard you. Great hand jobs here.
With the best, of course. Hand job is the best hand job.
Can't wait. I'm new to this. Okay. You have no idea how much stress I'm under.
Okay, well, do you have any preferences for who you want to be?
Well, I don't know. Can I see the lineup?
Yeah.
I didn't know I had options. I guess I am the president.
Of course. Anything you want, Mr. President. Here, we'll just page through this book. These are all our employees. And you see, they have the special skills listed underneath. I'm ambidextrous. That's why I'm vice president. Do you see any that you like?
Who is this kid? Right here.
Oh, that's the new guy, Patrick Kirkpatrick. He just came back. He just came up from Hawaii. He's a nice boy. Questions? No, he's kind of lippy.
Oh, I bet.
But he's good, strong, firm grip on that kid.
I think I'd like a hand job with this boy.
Oh, okay. Kirkpatrick, get in here.
Hi.
Hello, Kirk.
It's Patrick.
I know.
It's Patrick Kirkpatrick.
I got a question for you. Why aren't you dead?
You know, I have bad eyesight, but I have a strong stomach. I have a strong stomach.
Don't have a quick answer for me now, huh?
No.
Patrick, I think you know what this means. Why I'm here.
No, I'm not. You know.
Don't stop.
I'm stumped. I'm stumped. You got me this time. Okay, I won't correct you. I know.
Are you going to tell anybody about that bullet we put in your back?
I had hardly so far. It was on CNN, but it wasn't my fault. It wasn't my fault.
Don't you see? You've gone too far. You've gone too far, and there's no going back. You're going to finish this hand job, and then we're going to finish you.
In what sort of way?
This way.
Becky, stop. I think someone's out there.
Yeah? What do you see?
I heard something. I heard a thump. Someone was touching the door. What is that?
Oh, no.
It looks like a dog.
I'm actually a wolf. Hey, what's up?
I'm kind of trying to score here, man.
I know. I noticed. That's why I came around. I wanted to check out the goods.
It's our first time, Mr. Wolf.
You're being a real cockblock, man.
Well, you know, I've lost my pack. Oh, what's this?
Oh, hey.
What?
Hey, where you been, bud?
Damn it. All right, I'm putting my pants on.
It's a wolf friend of mine.
Yeah, hey. How you... Oh, looks like you're trying to get it in tonight. Nice.
Nice.
Brian, I can't do this.
Becky, no, wait, Becky, this. Becky, it's fine.
Let's go back to the kid that has a boner right now.
Yeah. Whoa, wait. You didn't kill...
We just killed your girlfriend.
What?
Yep, sorry.
Well, she wasn't really my girlfriend, but what?
I don't know if you need to be focusing on those details right now.
One sec.
Stop trying to eat the door.
Stop.
Sorry, man.
It's okay.
Sorry, Mr. Wolf.
Hey, that girl wasn't going to finish that hand job. All right, we did you a favor.
We know a really good place down the block.
You actually killed her?
I think you're focusing on the wrong thing right now. All right? You have a hand job that needs to get finished.
Whoa. No way. I'm getting out of here.
That's right, your car don't work.
Come on, stop.
Yep, when she bit at the door, it rattled some things inside.
Oh.
Anyway,
yeah, you're not getting out,
we're
buddy.
We're employed by a handjob factory down the road, and we're just trying to get the good word out.
I used to work at
that
handjob factory.
Maybe I got a handjob from you one time.
You ever jerked off a wolf?
No, I didn't.
Probably wasn't
me then. Wasn't me then, I guess.
Wasn't him then.
Look. So you were referred to by the wolves. The wolves sent you here.
Yeah. Yeah, two wolves.
Yeah, I love those wolves. I gave them a hand job once, and they've been proselytizing ever since. They really bring in a lot of customers. Let me guess, they ate your girlfriend, your sort of girlfriend, right?
Yeah, we was going steady.
Yeah.
It wasn't really going anywhere, though.
That's how they do it.
So...
Yeah, they bring in a lot of clients that way. I really appreciate those wolves. So you need to get off, huh?
Yeah, I do. It's been like 2 days.
Let me use both hands. I'm ambidextrous, so I can give you a double right now.
Whoa, easy.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever pissed off the president? Because I don't need any more trouble.
I voted for him, but not that second term.
Oh, okay. Does he know that? Did you tell him that?
No, I never told him that.
Well, you just did.
What?
Hello, son.
He's been hanging out.
What the fuck?
That's right. I've been listening
to the
whole thing.
The president's here, man. What? Sorry. I was just...
Didn't vote for me my second term.
I didn't.
That's an issue.
I didn't. I'm sorry. I really didn't agree with what you did, with the way you handled that whole Bin Laden situation.
That's none of your business, son. I'm trying to unite America, and you're going out there and not voting for me. Probably spreading lies, too.
I thought we live in a democracy, Mr.
We don't.
President.
That's a lie. Yeah. You've been lying to yourself.
How can you not be happy with his first term? Do you know how many handjob jobs he created? He blew up the industry tenfold.
I created the industry.
That's right.
I think you're giving yourself a little bit too much credit, President.
Are you the one with the upper hand?
I had both
Are you
both
the one with the
actually.
Secret Service agent standing right next to you with a loaded gun pointed at your head?
Shit, that's loaded.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, I think there's been a mistake. I'm just going to go home.
I think it's important to point out that I also employed one of the first female Secret Service agents. That's pretty cool.
Progressive president. Also, he's black. He's the first black president.
I'm also the first black president.
I think,
progressive.
I think that we should all just settle down and...
That's pretty good. Why don't we just take a break and get a couple hand jobs first?
Let's bury the hatchet.
That's extra.
A good clean ending. We all need some Kleenexes after that one.
So you're gonna send this to your aunt?
No, I'm not gonna send this to my aunt.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Dirty. I'm so sorry,
Dirty
you guys.
Hunt.
That's all my fault.
Next up, Pats!
So that happened.
Right?
Yeah. I guess I'm okay with not inserting myself into that one.
That's what he said?
What?
About a filthy, filthy prostitute.
Explain that joke to me.
Well, you didn't want to insert yourself into that one.
Uh-huh.
Which is a thing that a man might say if he saw a filthy, filthy prostitute.
Okay.
That he did not want to insert his penis into.
Okay, so what you're saying is the original line that I said could be taken in a different context?
Yes, the same words mean a different thing in a different context.
And you were making a joke out of it.
I was pointing out that it could have a sexual connotation if it was in a sexual situation.
Right. And you were using he in the general sense, because it could be any guy.
Yes, because any guy who has a penis
would say that.
So it was like the royal he, kind of like the king's royal we.
So
he is a stand-in for any male.
Has to be royalty? That would get a prostitute?
I found that mostly royalty has sex with prostitutes.
How many people did you pull for this?
Well, I talked to 5 hookers.
Okay.
And they're all talking about kings and princes. They're like, this one time this prince came in.
Okay, well, I assumed that if they're...
That's what she said. This time, literally, she is a hooker who said that.
Okay,
but also...
This time, it wasn't like a...
Also, she, in the general term, could have said that in a sexual situation.
So that's not a royal she.
The second one is a royal she. The queen.
So the prostitute is royalty?
Maybe.
Maybe? You didn't ask when you were polling these women? Especially since you were... polling them.
That word has a sexual connotation. So, to summarize, thanks, good grief, for doing that dirty bat with us.
And Philip just literally fell out of his chair.
I literally did.